from TheHill.com's John Bowden. Pennsylvania governor threatens to withhold federal aid to countries that counties. I need coffee, right? Counties, not countries. I don't think Governor Wolf can threaten to hold federal aid from other countries. I mean, it would be totally a Democratic thing to try and do, right? A Democratic governor. But he's going to withhold federal aid to counties that open prematurely. And it's just the continuation of something that I talked about early on when these lockdowns and quarantines were initiated. It's all about the ideas of spreading out. Well, let's just take it at a base level. Remember the phrase, never let a crisis go to waste, right? Never let it go to waste. Always do something. Expand the government somehow. People are scared. They look to the government. That's when government can come in and do pretty much whatever. See 9/11, see any gun, any mass shooting, any of these kinds of things. With that philosophy at the base of all of this, whether it's in Michigan, California, Pennsylvania, name your blue state, Rhode Island, with Governor Raimondo suspending all outdoor activities for the summer. And so on. Just pick a random blue state and you can find some overreach happening there. Of course, there are Republican states where it's happening too. This isn't one of those conservative, quote unquote, independent media or alternative media sources that are cheerleaders for the Republicans, because they're just as bad. But the idea here, at its core, that a crisis is here and it is time to expand it, it being the reach of the government. Wolf has done this, Governor. Whitmer, Queen Karen of House Soccer Mom has done this as well. I've just talked about Raimondo. We all know about Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, who suspended First Amendment, who suspended the right to protest in New York City. And just keep on going down the line. So John Bowden writes that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, and he puts a D after his name. He doesn't have to. Based on the headline, doesn't have. We know it's a Democrat. Warned Monday that counties that disobeyed state directives and allowed businesses to reopen would face consequences. Hold on. Time out. You said state directives. You mean like the legislature passed this? The democratically elected legislature passed these things? Or are we talking about your hissy fit declarations? Because they're still basing all of their actions off of the first initial calculation. Everybody's just going to die. Everybody's just going to die. And the only things we can do is have everybody sit in your home. Because after March of 2020, the immune system that God granted us with, right? Because diseases and viruses happen in nature. So God gave us the immune system to fight it off. Does it always work? Sometimes it doesn't. Does it work most of the time? Yeah. But does it work as quickly as modern science promises? No. But the model should have said this. Hey, here's our model. The immune system no longer works after March of 2020. And so that's essentially what these are saying. So you have Governor Wolf and all these others who have enacted these stay at home, stay safe. I love that one. Stay safe orders. Treating us as if we're kids. Go to your room and sit in and get under the covers and stay there for a month. You'll be safe from the boogeyman. And of course, enough people were gaslit by bad models. And President Trump is lumped into this as well. That they allowed it. And I said you had 30 days to stop the spread of government. It's actually the title of one of my shows about a month ago. That starting with the stay-at-home orders, you had 30 days to push back because it wasn't going to end. So let's get back into the article, and I'll sprinkle this in with the rest. In a series of tweets, the governor said county officials who allowed non-essential businesses to reopen. The first thing we should have pushed back on hard was this idea of non-essential. I said it from the beginning and others have said it. If it puts food on your table and a roof over your head, you bet your sweet booty it's an essential job. My wife also brings up a very good point. If there is a business in the community that is successful, that community has deemed it essential. Now, if you look at it and say, well, it's a tanning booth, it's not essential. Based on the laws of economics, the community has deemed it essential because people are spending their money there. Now, you don't have to agree with me on that, but at a base level, that's the idea. If people are willing to spend their money at your business is essential to them, to that person, right? It reclassified very quickly and with little resistance the idea of who's essential in society and who's not. You know who's not essential? Teachers. Which is what I've been saying since I left the profession. While saying Walmart greeters were. And yes, somebody during Mike Church show at the Crusader Stadium at crusadechannel.com/chat. If you don't think Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, all of these big box stores weren't in on like, yep, we'll totally do this. You have to be out of your mind or at least aware of what's going on. Because the idea that they're going to, you know, push us through like cattle at a Walgreens or an Academy while saying you couldn't go to church or you couldn't go to the mom and pop store. Like I had to get flowers for my grandma for Flowers Day. It should be called Flowers Day, right? The secular version. Mother's Day. Couldn't get them from a local. I couldn't support a local florist. National chain was more than happy to take my money. They were open, but the local florist that I would like to have given my money to deliver my grandmother flowers up in Rhode Island, not available. Mike Church has said this. This was a strike against the middle class. Local businesses, you're not essential. Even though you were there before Walmart, even though you were there before Home Depot, you are no longer essential. Right? The field operators in your sector have deemed you, I forgot the quote, forgot the skit. Right? Obsolete. But my business has been here since 19. Obsolete. We have Walmart. We do not need you. Right? And everything's been funneled through there. So this idea that the governor has a hissy fit. You are not allowing a non-essential business to open. Hey, those people need to eat. And Your little wussy stimulus checks didn't help the 4.1 million people just decided not to pay their mortgage this month because, hey, they just don't have the money to. So what does he do? He does what a step parent or an authoritarian would do. Well, I'm not going to give you money. And then so the counties would not receive federal stimulus funding. And individual businesses that disobeyed the state orders risked citations. Right? At this point, if you are waiting for the governor to give you the go-ahead to do it, you're already under that thumb. You're already submitted. Might as well take the citations. Might actually be able to fight those. All right, I want to talk to you about the sponsor of this segment of the program, McClure Shuffleboards at McClureTables.com, McClureTables.com. They have in-stock, ready-to-ship tables now. You can choose between custom handcrafted and wholesale handcrafted tables. You can give them a call, too, at 844-579-2922. You can choose between the many different series of tables. There's the Arts and Crafts series, Traditional series, Designer series, Vintage series, and more. And take pride in knowing that every single shuffleboard is handcrafted in their 18,000 square foot facility in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And coated with an ultra durable finish, all McClure shuffleboard playing surfaces are made with hand-selected premium cut grade of Michigan hard maple. It has free shipping, nationwide setup and delivery as well. That is McClureTables.com, McClureTables.com. Give them a call at 844-579-2922, a day one supporter of the Crusade Channel. Please do business with those who do business with us. That is McClureTables.com. So he's going to now, you know, he's not going to give you he's not going to give you your chores money, right? He's not going to give you your allowance for being a good citizen. Governor Wolf saying, I won't sit back and watch residents who live in counties under stay-at-home orders to get sick because local leaders cannot see the risk of pound COVID-19 and push to reopen prematurely. Well, you're going to sit back and watch them starve by being unemployed. You're going to sit back and watch them, you know, suffer, get kicked out of their homes. You're going to sit back and watch people who are going to suffer because they're not going to go and seek medical treatment because we're told the hospitals need to be empty for the TikTok nurses to do their super groovy dances while they're overworked. You're going to sit back and watch people not get access to things like hand sanitizer and cleaning products because they have to get shipped to these hospitals so people can blow through them while they do their next kooky TikTok dance. Non-compliant counties won't be eligible for federal stimulus discretionary funds. Instead, those funds will be allocated to counties working to stop the spread. So if you do what I say, I give you money. Yeah, that's the parent that knows your kid hates you. So what are you going to do? Bribe them. I don't want your fake money. I don't want your phony stimulus money. I'd rather earn it on my own, sweetheart. And of course, because we have ridiculous things like licenses, right? You have to have a license to be able to serve alcohol, a license to be able to cut people's hair. All it is, in the gun community, we have the tax stamp so you can get a silencer. Or I'm not a suppressor. You know, you screw it on the, it's a sign, pew, pew, that thing. The can on top of your gun. Pretty much all licenses is a tax stamp. It's the ability for the fed, for the state and federal government to tax you for your own living. Right, Wolf? Where the hell do you think this stimulus money comes from? It comes from taxpayers. It used to, right? It used to. Now it just comes from the printing press.